Hi, everybody. Welcome to Georgia Politics. In today's episode, we'll be talking about weird ads from both political parties that have just been very crazy. We'll be talking about the Breonna Taylor riots that are going on, especially in Atlanta right now. We'll also be talking about how polls are just stupid. People think that Biden's got a chance in Georgia. I really don't think that's the truth. I think Biden's going to lose Georgia. I'm not trying to sound cocky, but I mean, we'll talk about that in this episode. And there's some other little things we'll talk about as well. So, you know, please stay with us. Please listen. There has been some problems with my mic recently. So the part that should come up after this might sound a little weird. I actually redid my intro so it would sound a little better because I was able to get my mic a little better situated. I think it was sounding really bad. So, you know, please stick with us. Please, I have a lot of content on this episode, so please just continue to listen. I really hope you enjoy. All right, so our first article today, our first subject is I'm just gonna go ahead and read the title. Challenger to QAnon supporter bows out of race in Georgia. Democrat Kevin Van Ossendale bowed out of the race, making way for Republican Taylor Greene. I'm sorry if I said his name wrong. It's kind of hard to pronounce. It's like A-U-S-D-A-L. I'm not entirely sure how to pronounce that. And this was like less than 60 days before the election. The Republican is for the 14th district. And of course, they're running for the U.S. House of Representatives. I mean, there's not really anything big politically to talk about. I mean, obviously, this is just one of the many elections that's going on right now for Senate, Congress. That is, Republicans trying to get Congress seats. Democrats trying to get Senate seats. I mean, they're all fighting right now, trying to get some control of the other. You know, Democrats trying to get control of Senate now because they have control of the Congress, and Republicans are trying to get control of Congress now because they have control of the Senate and all that. And then on top of that, with Ruth Bader Ginsburg dying, you know, now Democrats are being legit hysterical, and they're trying to stop Trump from filling the seat, even though that's his constitutional right. If you don't think that, I mean, you probably need to look this up because it's... This has happened, I think, like 29 times. It's either 29 or 27 times during election year where presidents had to fill a seat. And, like, I think 17 of those times the Senate has voted with it, and then, like, 10 of them the Senate has not. And I think that's the stupidest idea is people think, oh, well, if Trump picks a seat, that automatically means that person's going to be put in that seat. No, okay? He proposes a nominee, but that does not mean – it's almost like endorsing someone. Like, he proposes this nominee. The Senate can just be like, no, we don't want this. No, this is not who we want. And they can pick someone out of a bag that they want. I mean, that's literally what they can do. So, but I will say, I mean, even though I'm saying that, it's pretty, you know, Republicans do have control of the Senate. They'll pick someone that Trump wants, obviously. They'll probably, whatever Trump picks, they'll probably say yes to it. And I think even some Democrats, some of the choices he's made, I'm not going to talk about those because we're really just talking about this, but I think they're really good choices, and he's made a really big deal out of also talking about how it's a really good woman, you know, he's trying to appeal to women for the election. It's pretty funny, but, you know, it's true, though. It's good. I think the women he picked were good candidates. But that's just essentially what this is. I don't really know much about this Republican, Taylor Greene. I mean, it's just one of those things. I guess it's good to have another Republican in the House. I don't know much about her. Probably need research about that. They were all... But this was, like, the biggest story today. And it's kind of... I don't know. This Kevin, I think he's one of those more radical kind of... He's like Joe Biden right now. It's like, oh, I'm a moderate, but I'm being controlled by, you know... It doesn't even matter. Like, one of the things I don't understand about Congress is people think, oh, if I pick this... I can pick a Democrat set, like... One of the things is, even if this guy, let's say this Democrat won, even if it, let's say he had things that, he was a Democrat, but he had things that were different than the Democrat Party. Like, oh, well, I don't completely support Nancy Pelosi that. Here's the thing, right now, Nancy Pelosi completely controls the Congress. I mean, whatever she wants, all the other Democrats in Congress will vote for. I mean, she's literally the dictator of Congress right now. Republicans have zero say. That's why Trump got impeached. I think we all forgot about that. He got impeached in January. I mean, like... This has been a weird year. Everybody forgets about that. But she's like, oh, he'll always be impeached by the Congress. He will always be the impeached president. But it was a completely bipartisan vote. I mean, there was no... Republicans didn't vote for it. It was just completely bipartisan. They didn't even let Republicans put up any witnesses. I mean, it made zero sense. I mean, nobody's going to remember that, honestly. I feel like that impeachment is just going to be remembered as like one of the stupid things Nancy Pelosi did and just... disappear into nothingness. Like, oh, yeah, he was technically impeached. It's not like Bill Clinton or something like that where he was like, yeah, you know, like, there was some actual, you know, evidence and there was some actual terrible stuff. You know, this is just like, oh, well, they impeached him because they... And now they're talking about impeaching him again. I mean, it's just craziness. Just, oh, it's so... I mean, I don't even know how this is constituted. I don't think it is, but somehow this is just... Makes no sense. But that's essentially everything about that. So, I mean, I don't know. I hope this... I guess this Republican will win, and... I don't know, maybe Taylor Greene will be some life... in all frankness, she'll win. She'll probably win. She'll get into the U.S. House of Representatives, and then, you know, it'll probably happen. Her voice won't be heard. Even if she's got great ideas, most likely Democrats are probably going to still maintain control of Congress. It won't matter. So, yeah, we'll get into our next... second issue once I have my little water break again and I put another ad because I need money. All right, real quick before we get into the other thing. So I'm going to have to get a new mic before I do a second episode. The first two things are going to sound kind of rough, I'm sure. I literally, to keep this mic from making some kind of bumping noise, I have to keep my head almost completely still. This should be the only episode with this terrible audio quality. I will get a new mic. Before I do another episode, it might be like another week or so until I do another episode. That's why I'm trying to pack it all, I guess, now. I'm going to get a new mic. So it's going to sound rough. I'm sorry about that. So let's just go ahead and talk. Let's get into a lighter note. I just love this. More political ads hit Georgia Airways. Oh, my God. You have to either be blind or deaf not to have seen at least one of these ads. And you know what I'm talking about. Like, if you live in the state of Georgia, or just, like, if you're just a normal human being on YouTube, I mean, you have heard these ads, okay? The John Ossoff ones, the David Perdue. If you don't know who John Ossoff is by now, let me give you a quick rundown. So from looking at these ads, now he's a Democrat, so that's already a bad sign, but from what these Democrats put out, these ads put out, I swear to God, this guy might literally be Hitler. The way they describe this guy, I mean, it is terrible. I feel terrible for this guy. He's just, like, constantly getting, like, just... People talk about how Trump is like, oh, he's so mean. I mean, my God. Whoever did these ads just hates John Ossoff with, like, every bit of their soul. I mean, this guy has just been thrown through the mud. I mean, he is, like... I mean, he's a radical. Like, he's Ocasio-Cortez, Bernie Sanders, socialist, freaking weirdo guy. He wants to, like, destroy the Georgian economy. Definitely not a good choice for Georgia. He's, like, Stacey Abrams... worst case scenario, Stacey Abrams won in, like, 2018, and he was, like, one of the senators running, we'd be in a really bad, really bad pickle right now. But, I mean, it's it's funny. I mean, these are just terrible commercials. They're so mean, and you can tell they're trying to appeal to every audience. Like, I literally watched one, I think, yesterday, came on TV, and hey, these are on streaming services now, too, so, I mean, I think I saw it on Hulu is actually what it was on, and they were literally... Like, it was in a comic book font. Like, he looked like a superhero, but then they were talking about how he's gonna, like, destroy your family. And, like, I mean, you think this guy's gonna, like, come into your house and kill you. Like, it's terrible. I just don't even get it. But, oh, man. You need to watch one. If you have, I mean, there's no way you haven't seen one of these. I mean, these are hilarious, okay? Wow. And then, the one for David Perdue. I mean, it's like, what? They're not even, I'm surprised the Democrats, I mean, I guess they're trying to keep their whatever, like, oh, we're good people, they're just maniacs. I mean, like, I'm surprised they haven't been fighting back, really. I mean, the David Perdue ones are like, oh, he's mean, he doesn't care about Georgians, he likes corporations. Like, typical, like, Democratic stick, but, like, they're not nowhere near the Republicans, like, response to John Ossoff. I mean, the Republicans are like, this man is like a serial killer. He will come into your house and, like, kill you all. I mean, it's terrible. But, I mean, whatever. They're hilarious. I love them. So, yeah. I hope this actually sounded okay. I'm going to have to check it now, but whatever. We'll get on to our next subject. But, hey, first we got an ad. And I mean it this time. I mean, like, we literally have an ad this time, so be prepared for that. All right. Now, let's get a little bit more serious. So, I think we all remember in 2018... when the media and Stacey Abrams were completely, they were attacking Brian Kemp, they were pressing, they were like, about voter fraud, or sorry, voter suppression. They were attacking him because they were saying, because, you know, Brian Kemp, previous to being governor of Georgia, was one of the directors for the voting agencies. He was one of the people who worked on counting the votes, and so he worked with voting. So they came up with a conspiracy theory that because he was with voting, like, he knew things about the voting system, that he was rigging, he was suppressing votes, and he was not allowing black people to vote, which they did a, what do you think they did? They investigated, and they found that it was complete and total crap. It had no factual base at all. It was a complete lie. Democrats couldn't accept that. I mean, they literally still trot out Stacey Abrams as being like the unofficial governor of Georgia. Like, she is technically speaking the governor of Georgia, but she's not because of the patriarchy or something like that. I mean, it's like super dumb, but, you know, whatever. So our next article, let me just go ahead and read it. Now, this is, of course, from the most reliable of media entertainment, CNN, a name you can trust, like 5% of the time, probably less, probably like 0.5% of the time, most likely. Georgia likely removed nearly 200,000 from voter rolls, wrongfully report says. That's literally what it says. That sounds really messed up. I'm reading this literally from the tablet. That's okay. I wrote this on paper too, and it's okay. Well, that's just a weird article. That sounds really weirdly phrased. But essentially, 200,000 people were removed from vote. They weren't allowed to vote, essentially, because they moved. Now, the state said, well, these people moved. They had left the area. They were not paying taxes. Some of them were actually illegal immigrants who had somehow been able to, were able to vote, under like fake IDs and things like that. And of course the media couldn't accept this. They had to accept the idea that Brian Kemp was somehow, using voter suppression, because they literally think that they will never let that die. And they won't accept it. Now, if you read the CNN article, they're like, oh, there's no proof to that. They were making this up. They were lying. This isn't true. We looked at this and we didn't see that. Now, they did find out, and this is true, that not every single one of the people that they took off the list moved. A lot of people were still in state. That of the 200,000 people, they said moved. Now, but the thing is, they didn't say that every single person moved. They gave other reasons why. They weren't just like, oh, everybody moved, and they're like, oh, well, no, not everybody moved. Now, in that case, if they just said, everybody moved, like, 200,000 people moved from the state of Georgia, so we took them off, you know, because we took them off, you know. But if the CNN had found, like, oh, well, no, they, like, only, say, 150,000 people moved, what about the other 50,000? Then they'd be like, oh, well, you know, you weren't supposed to find out about that. But the difference is, though, they said, oh, well, like, they had other reasons why. And those reasons, CNN, I read the entire article, was not able to say that they were factually incorrect. They just stuck with the idea that not every single one of them moved from the state of Georgia, and they went with it. And that's just how the media does things. I mean, it's the same thing they've done with everything going over with riots and stuff. They've taken, like, something from, like, a Twitter feed, like some random guy on Twitter who's like, oh, you know, there was a no-knock warrant for Breonna Taylor, and then they run with that for, like, a whole month, and they persuade everybody in the United States, and then when the actual evidence comes out, when they actually do a report by due process, they find, oh wait, that was complete and total crap. That had no factual. That, what are you talking about? That you made all that up? I mean, that's literally what this is. And I mean, God, CNN, we give you chances to redeem yourself, and you just screw it up every single time. And I don't even know how you are able to consciously do this, just to lie this blatantly. I mean, my gosh, it's just terrible reporting. That's all I have to say about that. I mean, really, it's just. And I mean, again, it's just really, I think it's just, oh, it's just such garbage. And they still talk about it today. They did the entire investigation on Brian Kemp. I mean, I'm serious. I went this morning, and I just want to see if there was any particular information on Brian Kemp. And they were literally still talking about voter suppression from Brian Kemp's. Or, I mean, like, are you, this is such garbage. It has been debunked at least 1,000 times already. When will you give up? I mean, Mike, there has to be some other issue. I mean, Mike, I mean, I know Brian Kemp's been like one of the best Georgia governors of all time, but like, can you please just relax? Jeez. All right, so we're going to get into our next topic. There will not be a commercial. I will spare you that pain. All right. So I got a little bit of an interesting thing. So let me just go and read the title. The race for Iowa, Georgia, and Texas. Joe Biden is running about even with President Trump in Georgia, according to the New York Times, the most trusted name in news. Oh, yeah. You better be ready for New York Times, because it's not like the entire city's burning down and they're probably not actually that trusted of an organization. I actually literally had a professor last week recommend to me, you need, hey, he literally like recommended to me like what best websites to look up information, and like the three ones he recommended were the Wall Street Journal, New York Times, and CNN. And I'm like, buddy, you sure about that? You want to really think about that again? I mean, I'm not going to use any of those. Thank you very much. I mean, I don't know. Maybe I'll get like an F if I don't use them, but who cares? So, I people have already pointed this out. I'm not going to be the only person to do this. I'm not like claiming like, oh, I'm over here and I've realized the truth of the matter, and you haven't not. All these political analysis, oh, they're so dumb. No, everybody's noticed this. I mean, your grandmother probably noticed this by now. Yeah, the same thing happened with Hillary. Guess who's president of the United States right now? Last time I checked, it's not Hillary Clinton. It's President Trump. I mean, honestly, I don't really trust polls anymore. I mean, this has happened like at least three times. Stacey Abrams was projected to win against Brian Kemp. Hillary Clinton was projected to win against Donald Trump. And now we're with Joe Biden, projected to beat Donald Trump. And honestly, the thing is, though, the people who do these polls, like the New York, this is a poll done by the New York Times. I don't trust what the New York Times says. I've never trusted what they say. Every once in a while, they might have one good thing. But these are the same kind of guys who came up with like the 1619 Project, okay? They do not understand anything about the world. So I will be like in the grave before I trust a word these guys say. Unless it's having to do with something like in their own organization. So yeah, I don't believe this. And honestly, you could just, I'm not saying, you know, we live as people, you know, I'm not saying like we're small people in a big world, but we are. I mean, the fact is this. So I mean, you probably meet like, you probably know a lot of people in your life. You're probably in a kind of a community. Like, you know, you're in an area. Like, I live in Cherokee County. I know the area. I know a lot of the places around. I know a lot of people in there. But I don't really know much about everything else, so I can't, like, describe the entire state of Georgia. But let me just say, like, for Cherokee County, I've seen, I think, on, like, almost every, out of, like, two out of every three houses, I think, has had a Trump sign in the front yard. Like, and one out of every three houses had a Trump sign and, like, 30 banners, a big Trump cardboard cutout in the front yard, you know, like a car wrapped in Trump stickers. Like, this people, I don't believe this for a second, because every single house I've seen almost has had some kind of Trump poster, or I've at least known that maybe they don't have a Trump sign in their front yard. Like, I don't, but, like, I know they're probably a Trump supporter. I have literally only seen three people in the entire county. I've seen at least thousands of people with Trump signs, but by the way, but I've seen only three in the entire county I live in with a Biden sign. One is my neighbor, who literally had to get two, because I guess, like, I don't even know why. Like, they got two Biden signs. I don't even get it. Even the same with Trump people. I don't know why you had to get two signs. I mean, like, people can, like, what, were people not getting the message the first time? Like, oh man, I missed that. I wish there was two. I might have seen it. Like, what? And then one who I've just seen, like, on the road. And then there was another I just saw on the road. That's it. And even these Biden ones. I mean, you see the Trump ones. They got, like, 30 banners in their front yard. I mean, like, it's like a light show of Trumpness. And then you look at the Biden supporters. They got, like, one little sign in the front yard. That's it. You know, they got a little flower bed. You know, they got their eco-friendly car. Big old little... maybe inside they got a little poster, Joe Biden, you know, a little AOC sticker on their car. That's about it. Not much. Trump people on the other hand is like, everything has Trump on it. Like, their carpet has Trump on it. Their TV is, they don't even have any other station. It's just Trump. They got The Apprentice, and then they got Trump speaking for 24 hours. That's like literally it. I mean, that is literally the kind of situation we're in. So I don't believe for a second that these polls are at all factual. This is just a lot of crap, honestly. I don't believe this for a second. So yeah, Trump 2020, he's probably gonna win. Just be prepared for it. Okay. Well, I talked about weird ads. Sorry, my phone just slid off the thing, making a loud noise. I'm sure it probably sounded like an explosion on the mic. But, okay, so we talked about the John Ossoff ads, but I forgot to mention Kelly Loeffler. Now, overall, I've seen some of Kelly Loeffler's ads. They've just been kind of... sorry, my voice is sounding weird, but the Kelly Loeffler ads, I think, have been pretty normal. Just like your basic Republican ad. Like, I am running for Senate, elect me. Like, that's pretty much it. Here's what I'm going to do. I'm not going to talk about how the other guy is literally Hitler. I'm just, you know, that's it. That's all I'm going to talk about. Well, I guess she thought what John Ossoff and David Perdue were doing was pretty cool. It was the new hip trend. So she decided to do the weirdest ad I've ever seen on the face of the earth. I mean, this has to be the weirdest political ad of all time. I know everybody goes off on Brian Kemp about his shotgun ad, but my God, I mean, Brian Kemp's like, bro, what are you doing? So her, let me just read the article. Attila the Hun appears in ad to vouch for Georgia Senator's conservative credentials. Literally, I recommend you watch this ad. Just YouTube it real quick. Pause this podcast. Watch it. Come back. He literally, in the ad, they have this terrible acting, by the way, I mentioned. This guy sitting on his chair. It's clearly just some white dude. He's making, like, grunts and moans. And there's, like, this translator guy on the, like, on the typewriter who's, like, talking about just, like, I guess conservative policies, and he's just, oh, write them down, crush China, you know. And they're literally, the whole ad is that Kelly Loeffler is more conservative than Attila the Hun. Is that really who you want to have your model for? I mean, I get it, like, we're all against China right now, but, I mean, he's Attila the Hun. I mean, he wasn't like, oh, yeah, remember Attila Hun? He was a really great guy in history, wasn't he? You know, it doesn't sound like he didn't murder 1,000 people or something. I mean, this guy was a conqueror. Like, he murdered people. He put heads on stakes. Like, I don't know if that's the kind of person you want to be comparing yourself to. Like, I don't really know about that. I don't even know. Like, was conservatism even, like, a thing during Attila the Hun's time? I mean, like, what? I mean, this is just the weirdest thing I have ever seen in my life. I couldn't even believe it. Like, I was just looking it up. I was just, because I was looking at ads, and then I found this, and I just, it stunned me. I literally like, looked at it for a couple minutes. It was just like, how? Why? I don't even think she talked about running for the Senate. Like, she literally just had Attila the Hun, and then she just says, you know, end of the ad, you know, Attila goes like, and like, grunts like a little weirdo, and then it's like, I'm running, you know, Kelly Loeffler. Vote me, 2020. Yeah, I'm more conservative than Attila the Hun. I'm like, what are you talking about? She'll be known. Oh, I mean, if this is for, like, people maybe haven't been noticing her, she's going to get noticed. Okay, everybody is going to know who Kelly Loeffler is after this Attila the Hun comparison. I mean, oh, it's crazy. I mean, this has been a funny episode, okay? This is just a bunch of weird, weird stuff. Oh, man. You know, I'm not going to end it, I'm just going to go ahead and finish this off. Let's go over my other article. So, police use chemical agents on Atlanta protesters as demonstrations continue across U.S. over Breonna Taylor case. Now, riots have started back in Atlanta. Now, most likely these riots are going to be seized almost immediately. They have already been working on it. Police have been using, when they mean chemical agents, now, the way they put this ad, I felt like it was terrible. They say chemical agents. No, they're using like the typical stuff police officers use. They're using gases. They're not using mustard gas though. They're not out there with cyanide just like spraying people down. You know, like they make it sound like it's some kind of weird science experiment. No, they're using like the same kind. They're using like a tear gas. They're using chemical based things like pepper spray, things like that to get the people to stop rioting and burning buildings. Like, honestly, at this point, I don't care what method they use to get people to stop rioting. I don't want businesses destroyed. I don't want Atlanta burning to the ground. I mean, honestly, we do need kind of a... Atlanta's kind of ugly right now, but that's besides the point. You know, that can be done legally. I mean, this is just ridiculous. And honestly, this probably only lasts a couple more days till the National Guard comes right back in and just shuts everything down again. And that's what they've been doing. I mean, Brian Kemp, I mean, honestly, I think he should just keep calling in the National Guard at this point. I mean, it's ridiculous. I mean, I don't even know why. I mean, we're at least we have stuff under control. Like, our city's not burning to the ground right now. The only thing that's really burned in Atlanta was at Wendy's. You know, we've kept everything mostly under control. You know, they haven't burned the state capitol building or anything like that. And there hasn't really been many politicians threatened in Georgia. I mean, have you seen, like, the governor's mansion? That thing is, like, gated off. It's, like, it looks like the White House. Which, if you ever go to... I want to see the governor's mansion. I haven't seen that in a while, but that's besides the point. But this all has to do with Breonna Taylor, how it turned out. Now, I'm not going to talk about Breonna Taylor. One of the reasons I stopped with this was because, honestly, at this point in time, it is actually very dangerous to talk about politics. Like, this is, it's one of those things, especially when it comes to the Black Lives Matter movement. I mean, these people from this movement are going out there and they're rioting, they're looting, and there's been a lot of death happening with these riots. And it's a terrible thing. But people did not like how the Breonna Taylor case turned out. Now, if you just look at the Breonna Taylor case, I recommend people just look at it. I'm not going to tell you how it went, but it's not a case of police brutality. Now, there was, of the three police officers who fired shots, which are the only ones that have really been pointed out, because there was a couple other police officers there, but they didn't, you know, shoot anybody or anything like that. One of them is being charged because he endangered other people's lives. When he kind of was, from what they said, he was like in the back of the apartment and he was firing in through like a bedroom window when he heard the gunshots go off. Because what happened, I'm just going to give you a basic rundown. The boyfriend of Breonna Taylor shot a police officer. The police officers returned fire. In any normal world, that is completely justified. If you shoot a police officer, you better expect to get shot back at. I mean, you really better expect that. And now there's other details that go into this, but I can assure you this is a justified shooting. I mean, it is. Now, the other police officer may or may not serve. I mean, it just depends. I'm not going to make any what I think is going to happen to him, because that's what the media has been doing. I'm not going to do it. He may or may not be charged with jail time. He might not. I mean, he might have just been like, oh, well, he was trying to defend his comrades. It was in the heat of the situation. We don't know. I'm not going to put some kind of twist on it, because it could be either one. And that's the problem. The media, what they did is once they heard about Breonna Taylor, they made up an entire story. I mean, they really did. The story at the Breonna Taylor case was police officers arrived at Breonna Taylor's house looking for her. Like, they literally, like, they were looking for her. They found her sleeping in her bed, and they shot her in her sleep. That was literally what I heard in the news. You know, I was like, oh, well, yeah, that's terrible. But then the facts started coming out. And it's like, actually, she wasn't in her bed. Actually, the police officers were not looking for Breonna Taylor. They're looking for her boyfriend. And again, she was in the hallway. The boyfriend actually shot first. There was actually a knock warrant. Like, the police officers did knock. And they said, police, we're coming in. You know, like, they literally gave them enough time. They did every normal police procedure. They busted down the door and then they got shot. I mean, that's literally what this is. And the media have just completely, and that's why people are so angry about this. I mean, honestly, if the media had just done basic reporting, said, Breonna Taylor, black woman, shot by police officers, still doing more research into the case, not entirely sure what happened, but instead they immediately went, labeled it as police brutality, started a bunch of riots, and now they're starting even more riots because now people are realizing that the media lied to them, or they're not real, or they're thinking that the media was honest, and that they're just all, people are just so confused now. That's really what this is. People are just all confused, like, oh, no, this is not how I want it to turn out. That's just part of the judicial system. It's not always going to turn out how you want it to, you know? I mean, there's been multiple, hundreds of cases throughout the years that have not turned out how everybody wanted them to. I mean, honestly. This is part of the reality of it. I mean, I think it's terrible that people, like, would want that guy, this, to be like this. I mean, it's a tragedy at the end of the day, but it's just, I mean, I don't even get it. It's just a waste of time for people to get so angry about this, because it's just the people kept screaming justice for Breonna Taylor, and this is what was served. This is the justice for Breonna Taylor. It didn't go exactly how liberals wanted it to and BLM wanted to, but that's just the reality of it. This is justice. It's not mob rule. It's justice. They went through the judicial system. There was multiple, and people like, now people are trying to say the judicial system is corrupt, and that's the system we need to tear down. But, I mean, are you telling me, I mean, there was at least 100 people, more than 100 people, maybe even, like, more, like, 500, lots of people who worked on that case. The main guy, the prosecutor, was an African-American man. I mean, you know, this was not, like, some, like, it was not like they got a bunch of right-wing, like, KKK members and had them do the police report. I mean, no, it just makes no sense at all. And I don't get it. So, we're going to finish up with that today. The riots should, I would think, stop in Atlanta very soon. At least Atlanta has some kind of basic understanding that riots are good. And I have to give the mayor that. I think her mask mandate order was ridiculous, but she did at least realize, oh, riots aren't good. I gotta stop that. So, yeah. I hope you enjoyed this episode. I know this was kind of a different episode. Hopefully I can get back into just the way of things, the way I used to. I had a pretty good schedule, the way I did things. Hopefully I can get back into that rhythm. But I think this was a good episode. I hope you guys enjoyed it. Please check us out on Anchor, Apple Podcasts, Breaker, and so many more. We're pretty much available on every podcast Anywhere you can get your podcast, we're pretty much available on that. I'm almost 100% sure. So please subscribe. Please leave a comment if you want as well. Please recommend us to your friends as well. I need the support. I want to build this podcast up. I want it to be successful. So please do whatever you want to do. Spread it, share it, whatever. I hope you all have a really good day. God bless. Stay safe, especially during this time. Just be careful, be smart.